The weather today underscores a particular issue for Klamath County. It is a somewhat crueler place to be homeless because it does generally get colder than much of the rest of the region, as high in elevation as it is. But that community struggles, like many in our region, to figure out why people end up homeless and to help them find permanent shelter. We continue our series of interviews on homelessness, county by county, with a focus on Klamath County. Two guests join us from Klamath and Lake Community Action Services, generally called CLASS for short. Donna Bowman's the executive director. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
And James Lindsay's with us as well. He provides some veteran services through CLASS. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We also with us in the studio, Jennifer Cole, who's with the Klamath County School District and is the liaison with homeless students and their families. Thank you for joining us, Jennifer.
Sure.
So, Donna, let's start with you as the action agency. I assume that lots of programs then come through your area.
Yes, we do offer a variety of programs, mostly around heating and rental assistance. Our whole mission is to keep people housed, which is a very difficult task sometimes in Klamath. But we do offer a wide variety of different services associated with community action agencies.
One of the things we hear consistently, county by county, and it ranges from Mendocino to Josephine County, is that the vacancy rates are very low, therefore rents are high. Is that as much of an issue in Klamath County, too?
Yes. The last I got any statistics, we have a less than 2% vacancy rate. And then the other issue we have, not only are the landlords the rates high, but a lot of our housing is kind of substandard. And so sometimes they don't pass inspections, which is required for most of our programs.
All right. So is there any movement afoot that you're aware of to beef up A, housing supply, and B, housing quality?
Well, our Klamath Housing Authority has been really busy. They are in the middle of building a new apartment complex, low income. But there really isn't a lot of private industry building here. We really do have a big shortage on housing, and trying to come up with ideas on where to house people. We have very few shelters. We do have a warming center that we can send people to. But unfortunately, it's closed on Wednesday nights. So last night alone, we put over, I think it was right around 29 people up in a motel because there was no place else to put them.
And that was something that you had to do at CLASS?
Yes.
Okay. Where does that, I mean, I can't imagine you have a bottomless pit of funds for that sort of thing.
We don't, and it's very expensive and costly. We were fortunate this year to get a few extra dollars through some of our homeless programs from the legislators that we can use for hotel motels. Because we don't have the facilities here to accommodate all of the people that are out on the streets right now.
All right. Jennifer Cole, I want to move on to you in the studio with the Klamath County School District. How big an issue is homelessness for the student population in the Klamath County schools?
Well, based on the 16-17 numbers, we were right about 3.8% of our students were homeless. And between the Klamath Falls City School District and Klamath County School District, that was about 300 students who were qualified as homeless.
Now, I noticed in other counties that some of the smaller communities seem to have bigger percentages of homeless students. Does that seem to be the case in Klamath as well?
I think it is. I think it's a pretty clear balance between homeless families and then homeless youth. And that can look very different for families versus students that may be living on their own or doubled up with someone else.
That is a broad range of definitions then, isn't it, for homeless students?
It is. Typically, if a student is what we might call couch surfing with someone, doubled up with a family, living in a hotel motel with their family, or substandard housing, as Donna referred to, or even, as we've seen a number of times, in a trailer on a relative's property where they can live temporarily, all of that makes a student homeless even though they are sheltered. And I think that's perhaps an important distinction. Typically, the youth we see are attending school. Attendance tends to be an issue with their instability, but they are sheltered for the most part.
Can we derive any sense of relief at that, or is the shelter fairly dire in enough situations that nobody should think that this means they're in a good
no,
place?
No, they're not in a good place. It's very unstable. Typically, with high school age students, they may move from family to family with the connections that they have through school. But when you look at K through 8, those students are typically with their families, and their families are seeking shelter with their children. But unbelievably, kids still make it to school. attendance again is an issue because of that instability. But it might, you know, it might look a little better on the surface that these kids are coming to school, they're getting educated, but it leads to an overall instability, which won't support them academically.
Because they just struggle with, they got life issues outside the
they
classroom.
They do, and with any kind of a sudden move, they typically will change schools. We do have, there are laws in place that require school districts to provide transportation so kids can stay in their home schools. But if a family is unaware of that and they make a sudden move, they will uproot their kids and take them to a new school, which, again, adds to that instability and you know, friend groups and all of those things that are really important to kids and youth.
Out in the cold is this series of interviews we're doing about homelessness in the region, county by county. Today it's Klamath County. We're talking to Jennifer Cole with the Klamath County School District. We also have Donna Bowman and James Lindsay from Klamath and Lake Community Action Services, or CLASS. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, observations, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. James Lindsay, how big a component would you say is the veteran population among the homeless population in Klamath County?
It's actually quite large. So last year alone, we helped about 111 veterans, and with their family members, that number jumped up to about 200. So we still have a, you know, it's, you, when you think about the county as a whole, there's about 7,000 veterans in the county, so we helped 111 of them that were truly homeless get off the street and into some sort of permanent housing.
What kind of options are there specifically for vets, or are there programs specifically for vets?
So the program that we have here for veterans is called SSVF, Supportive Services for Veteran Families. It is run by the VA through nonprofits. This program, there's only one basic stipulation, and that's that you have, that you're a veteran, that you've done one day of active duty beyond training. Unfortunately, we can't help National Guardsmen unless they've done a Title X deployment. This program goes in depth. We can help with housing. We can help with some transportation needs. We can help get them a bed. Some of the veterans we've helped haven't been in a bed in over 2 years. So you get them that bed for the first time, and the first couple of nights they end up sleeping on the floor until they can kind of work themselves into the bed because they're just not used to it. We help with employment assistance. We have an employment developer here who helps us build their resumes, pull their information together so that from their history we can build a decent resume for them. He goes out and seeks employers and then tries to connect the veteran with the employer. He does a warm handoff with them, takes them and introduces them to them so that we can get a good connection between that veteran and that employer. Klamath County is very good about helping their veterans. Our employers, most of the time, will end up calling our employment developer up here wanting to hire the veterans first. So we get that good connection there. We also have one of three in southern or in Oregon right now, SOAR certified, which is SOAR certified case manager, which helps the older or some of the disabled veterans get their Social Security disability. There are a few more people who are taking the course now. We should end up with a couple more in the Medford area, but here in Klamath Falls, we have the one SOAR certified case manager. So good things are happening. We're fixing to do our point in time count, so we're going to be out and about in both Klamath and Lake County trying to find as many as we can and help them, get them counted, and hopefully get some more funds coming this way so that we can do some more larger impact here in the county.
That's one of the reasons we actually geared the series to the point in time count, knowing that it needed to be completed. Is it by January 31st, Donna Bowman?
Yes, it is. That's the main day, the end date that we'll be doing the count. We actually go out into all the different outlying areas, and so it'll encompass for us a couple of days before as well so that we can get out and reach out to everybody in Klamath and Lake Counties. We cover a lot of territory.
You do. That's a huge amount of area, not a lot of people. And I've often wondered about methodology, whether it's been refined enough over the years that you feel comfortable that you're finding the people who can be found.
You know, we get we do this every year, and then we come back and we sit down and we regroup, debrief, and say, what can we do better next year? So I'm confident in saying that each year we do a better job, but are we still reaching everybody? Probably not. And that's, you know, especially in weather like this, it's really hard to find homeless people. So we do this event. We call it a winter giveaway, and we ask people to come out to us, and we give away blankets and sleeping bags and hats and gloves and boots and feed people. And that's an additional way that we can reach the folks that are locally and can come to us for a few hours, because it's really hard to do a point-in-time count in a small rural area, particularly when it's snowing.
Which it is heavily, and which is, makes it only more amazing that Jennifer Cole made it to the studio. She's with the Klamath County School District. Donna Bowman and James Lindsay by phone from Klamath Falls. We are from Klamath and Lake Community Action Services. We are talking about Out in the Cold in Klamath County. You can join the conversation on the exchange. 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. I wonder about the process of identifying, Jennifer Cole, the students who are in some sort of precarious shelter situation, because I can't imagine this is the kind of thing that students like to talk about. So I just wonder how you obtain the information that you need to have to work with to know which students need services.
Okay, that's a really great question. So Klamath County School District and the Klamath Falls City School District receive a grant they apply for annually, and they use that grant to partner with Integral Youth Services in Klamath Falls, and they provide us with part-time case managers. And so typically a referral will come either directly from a family to IYS, as we call them, Integral Youth mm-hmm. Services is IYS, or a teacher may hear a student say something. Some of the most important people in this process include bus drivers, counselors, lunchroom staff.
People have eyes on the kids.
Custodians, every day. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they may come forward and express a concern to a school counselor or a principal or assistant principal. And from there, that referral comes into the county or directly to IYS. And then one of their case managers will come out and meet directly with youth, typically at the high school level. When it involves younger children, they will make every attempt they can to reach out to the family and meet with the family and talk to the family about the kinds of services that they can provide to the children or to the youth. So it really is a partnership between the three of us. We have a trained liaison. I'm with the Klamath County School District, and I'm their liaison. IYS has three liaisons trained, and then Klamath Falls City Schools also has three liaisons trained. So all three of us work together. School districts keep lists, confidential lists. Our online reporting that is restricted, has restricted access, will have a notation in it if a student is homeless. And then we meet monthly with IYS to look at those lists together to ensure that we know who we have in our districts who meet the criteria of homelessness. And so we really do look to IYS to make that determination. And then once they respond to the school and say, this student is qualified as homeless, then that information goes into a database so we can collect statistics, which we report annually to the Oregon Department of Education.
How close a relationship, partnership, whatever, between schools, IYS, and the justice system in case, you know, for example, students are homeless, particularly 9 through 12 grades, because of domestic violence or something amiss in the home?
That can often come out in those conversations. And so I can think of a number of instances where we've initially met with a youth and then later met with a family and an advocate from the DA's office or an advocate from Marta's House, our crisis and domestic violence shelter. And then through that partnership, we've actually been able to identify housing grants for women, in particular, in my experience, to find apartments where they can live with their children. On graduation day last year, it was a very happy day to see a mother and her two children moving that day into their new apartment together, and they had been living apart for an entire school year. So,
are those the rarities, though?
That is the rarity. Mm-hmm. Typically, what I've seen at the high school level is students who are doing their best to get to school, living on a friend's couch, or doubled up with a good friend, sharing a bedroom. But often that means families split up.
Sure.
At the high school level.
homelessness in Klamath County, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Jennifer Cole is the liaison with homeless students and their families in the Klamath County School District. We also have with us Donna Bowman and James Lindsay from Klamath and Lake Community Action Services. Donna is the executive director. James is with Veteran Services. You can join us with your comments or questions or observations of homelessness in your community. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Donna, James mentioned the warm handoff, which I've heard generally of Veteran Services before, but is there an effort in CLASS and the other agencies to make sure that you do try to get people from place to place without just saying, go there instead of here?
Yes, and that's one of the things that we work really hard on. We can partner with just about every other service you can think of in Klamath. You need to do that when you're a small community. And so we have people that can transport if they need to take someone to an appointment. If it's necessary, we make a lot of phone calls for our clients to make sure that they're comfortable with where we're sending them for services. If we can't provide a service for someone, we do everything in our power to make sure we can provide a service for them in the community or at least get them to the right person.
You mentioned having to put, was it 29 people up at a motel last night?
Yes.
How often does something like that happen?
So our warming center is open 6 days a week.
Not Wednesday night, right?
But not on Wednesday night. So Wednesdays are our biggest day that we do that. But we have people come in. For some reason, our family, homeless family population, and our seniors as well, just seems that the numbers just keep rising. And I think it's for a variety of reasons we talked about earlier with the housing not being there, medical issues, mental health issues. We probably are putting people in motels right now, probably five, maybe up to five families a night normally, because there's no place else for them to go. And so it's really, it's kind of a different way to do business. We didn't used to have that many folks that we were trying to get shelter for immediate night, and the numbers just seem to keep going up.
You mentioned seniors. This is something that we don't hear about very often in other communities. How you're getting more seniors who are just finding themselves without places to live?
Yes, I was doing some number crunching a while back from the point time count that we do, and every year our seniors, our folks that are, we call that at 55 and older, numbers just seem to increase. And last year we saw those numbers jump 12% over the previous year. So I think we're finding people that have gotten, you know, they're in medical situations, they've lost their house, they couldn't afford their mortgage, and they're finding themselves out on the streets in higher numbers than what we've ever seen in Klamath County.
But judging by what you've told me already, with lack of shelter, particularly for a warming center for that one night a week, I mean, and if you're having to put up something like five families a night, so short of services generally in Klamath County, is there one thing above all others, other than, you know, if you had more money, where would it go, I guess, is the question.
I think what we would do here at CLASS, and we're looking at this, is building more permanent housing.
Mm-hmm.
Because temporary housing, whether it's a shelter, it's a transition house, motel room, it's just, you know, a Band-Aid on the issue. We need more permanent, supportive housing for our families here in Klamath.
Now, James Lindsay, when it comes to veterans, I had heard that story before. When you get a veteran into shelter, sometimes they will spend a few nights on the floor because they're just not used to sleeping in a bed. What are often the circumstances that will put a veteran on the streets in the first place?
Well, there's quite a few different circumstances. A lot of times, The veterans are, you know, when they come back from their time in service, they struggle with reintegration back into basic society. They're used to being told when to get up, when to go to sleep, when to do this, when to do that. And so some of the things that we've seen with those that are struggling is they have a hard time with some of their decision-making process. And that leads them, you know, along with reintegrating back into society, because, you know, when you go through your training, a lot of these guys are trained to do one specific thing, and when you get back into society, you can no longer do that one specific thing. I mean, you know, to be honest, straight up, when, you know, you go into the Marines and the Army, you're trained to war, and when you're back in society, war is not the, you know, war is not the key element there.
That's not a set of skills people seek in society, no.
Correct. And so, you know, that mindset, they struggle with getting back into a regular routine in society, because in society we're, you know, we're concerned about going to work, getting kids to school, all the basic needs of life. And when you have that mindset, especially if those that have deployed to war zones, they struggle with that when they come back, because we think, you know, most of us that are back here, we're looking at that as that's just everybody everyday life needs. Well, when they're in the situations that they're in overseas in a war zone, that's not their everyday life need. You know, it's a totally different mindset. So trying to get them to reintegrate without having that memory flashback of things that have happened to them. there's this thing called moral injury. They're really looking deep into it right now, where veterans, when they go to war, because when you're raised as a kid, you're taught don't hurt, don't do this, don't do that. When you go to war, you end up doing those things that you were taught as a kid not to do. So now you end up with that that moral injury in your mind of, you know what, I was asked to do and I was told to do and ordered to do something that I was taught as a kid not to do, so now they're struggling with it. And those flashbacks and those things that torment their mind prevent them from being, you know, from reintegrating back into the normal everyday society here back in the States. So that's some of the key elements that keep them from working closely with different agencies and things like that. And a lot of times they like to keep to themselves.
Sure, yeah. A very different kind of situation from what the rest of us experience. We have just enough time for another question and answer. Donna Bowman, if people want to know, how can I help? How can they help in Klamath County?
I would definitely ask folks to give us a call here at the office. They can call me directly if they would like at our class office. Do you want me to give
Yeah, give the number, please. Mm-hmm.
It's 541-882-3500. My extension is star 13, and we'd love to hear from the community.
Star 13, okay, 541-882-3500, star 13 gets you to Donna Bowman, the Executive Director at Klamath and Lake Community Action Services. Donna and James, thank you. Jennifer Cole from Klamath County School District, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.